As we take a moment, I want to just impress upon you that so many times we come into a special service and the change of routine makes us more aware of God's presence. And somebody coming in and worshiping with a little more gusto than you are used to is so easily sparks you to step into that further dimension of worship. And I would like to suggest to you that this should not be a special thing. We should be always entering His presence with excitement and rejoicing. We should be glad to enter His presence, and we should seek after that. And so I want to encourage you as we go into the rest of this service and then into Sunday, come with the same mentality that you are going to match what you did here tonight. You're going to match that atmosphere, that hunger for His presence, and bring it next service as well. And bring it into your workplace. People look at you weird when you sing hymns, but that's okay. Because I had to explain to a couple people why "I See a Crimson Stream of Blood" was such a moving song to me. And that's an old hymn. But it opens that opportunity to say, I once was a mess. But God Himself became flesh and shed His blood and washed away my sins. And because of His sacrifice, He has made me not just a child of God, but a joint heir with Him. And one day I will partake in that same divine nature because He loves me. And you can share that same promise. Sister Aber, are you? All right. I'm going to trade mic so you don't have to worry about that.
Everybody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So good to be here with y'all. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about what God's doing. And God is going to work miracles in this place if we let Him. Amen? Amen. He is a great God. He loves us. He cares about us. And my wife's going to translate. It's the first time we ever translated together. She's translated. So we're going to try to do this the right way. Amen?
Amen.
I'm so glad to be here.
Estoy bien.
And 44 years ago, I walked into a Pentecostal church.
Hace 44 años, yo vine a una iglesia pentecostal.
For the first time.
Para la primera vez.
And I was broken by that revelation
Fue
of God.
Fue quebrantado por una revelación de Dios.
I saw who Jesus was.
Yo vi a quien era Jesús.
And I ran down to the altar.
Y yo corrí al altar.
Interrupted the service.
Interrumpí la iglesia.
And I received the Holy Ghost.
Yo recibí el Espíritu Santo.
And I got baptized in Jesus' name.
Fui bautizado en el nombre de Jesucristo.
That's been 44 years ago.
Hace 44 años.
And I still am happy.
Y todavía estoy contento.
That I interrupted that service.
Que interrumpí el culto.
Amen. I want to preach for a little while. We're going to do our best. She's doing a great job. Amen.
Quiero predicar esta noche.
So I'm going to have to work off of her anointing, I think. But you know, it's important that we reach out to people.
Es importante que alcanzamos a la gente perdido.
There's a lot of nationalities that are in our country.
Hay mucha gente, muchas nacionalidades
and
en este país.
And they need somebody to reach them.
Y ellos necesitan alguien que puede alcanzarles.
To tell them about who Jesus Christ
para
is.
Para decirles a quién es Jesús.
A lot of people know what a cross is.
Hay mucha gente que sabe qué es la cruz.
And they've heard the name Jesus.
Y oímos, I can't even think. Yeah, el nombre de Jesús.
But they don't really know Him.
Pero no lo conocen.
So I want to preach tonight.
Quiero predicar esta noche.
The Christian's revenge.
La venganza del cristiano.
The Christian's revenge.
La venganza del cristiano.
The Bible says in Micah chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Disculpe. Mas pongo mis ojos en Jehová. Espero al Dios de mi salvación. El Dios mío me oirá.
Rejoice not against me.
Tú, enemiga mía, no te alegres de mí.
I like that. Rejoice not against me.
Tú, enemiga mía, no te alegras. Alegres de mí.
Oh, my enemy.
Mi enemiga.
When I fall,
porque aunque cae,
I shall rise.
Me levantaré.
When I sit in darkness,
aunque more en tinieblas,
the Lord shall be my light.
Jehová será mi luz.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
How many say praise Amen. The Lord? Amen. Praise God.
Siéntese.
Se pueden sentar. You
Gracias
can sit
a Dios. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful that God has reached out and touched our lives. Amen.
Estoy bien contento que el Señor ha tocado nuestras vidas.
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
Segundo Corintios capítulo 7.
Versículo 10.
Verse 10.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation.
Porque la tristeza que según Dios produce un arrepentimiento para salvación.
Not to be repented of.
Del que no hay que tener pesar.
But the sorrow of the world worketh death.
Pero la tristeza del mundo produce muerte.
Now notice verse 11.
Note, versículo 11.
It says, for behold the selfsame thing.
Porque hay aquí esto mismo.
That you sorrowed after a godly sort.
De que hayáis sido contristados según Dios.
This is what repentance brings in you.
Este es lo que arrepentimiento trae.
It says, what carefulness it wrought in you.
Qué disculpas.
When you saw him for the first time.
Cuando lo ve para la primera vez.
You came down carefully.
Usted vino al altar.
Do you still
cuidadosamente.
Come down carefully?
Y todavía viene cuidadosamente.
So when you really seek after repentance.
Cuando usted en verdad busca arrepentimiento.
After you've seen the revelation of God.
Después de ver la revelación de Dios.
You know who Jesus is.
Conoce quién es Jesús.
You come down carefully.
Viene cuidadosamente.
And then after you come down carefully.
Y después de venir cuidadosamente.
It says what clearing of yourselves.
Dice qué vindicación.
We began to repent, to clear ourselves.
Nosotros nos arrepentimos.
To ask God to forgive us of our sins.
Y pedimos perdón de nuestros pecados.
And so when we come down carefully.
Y cuando viene cuidadosamente.
And we clear ourselves.
Y estamos en un lado.
It says that what indignation is next.
En todo estos mostrados inocentes.
You begin to hate sin.
Y tiene que odiar el pecado.
Because you see it the way God sees
porque
it.
Porque se puede verlo como Dios lo ve.
¿Cuánto dice gloria a Dios?
How many can say praise the Lord?
And then what? Then the next is what fear.
Qué temor.
And fear is not a like knee. It's not like fearful.
No es así como las rodillas así.
That word fear means respect.
Temor quiere decir respeto.
So when you come down carefully.
Cuando viene cuidadosamente.
And you clear yourself.
Y se pone a sí mismo a un lado.
And now you see sin the way God sees it.
Y ahora puede ver pecado como Dios lo ve.
You got too much respect.
Tiene demasiado respeto.
To go back to your old ways.
Para volver atrás.
Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
And then it says what vehement desire.
Y dice qué indignación.
He puts this desire in our heart.
Lo siento, qué ardiente afecto.
To worship him.
Para alabarle.
To praise him.
Para adorarte.
To glorify him.
Para glorificarle.
Somebody say praise
the
Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
So you Amen. Come down carefully.
Viene cuidadosamente.
And you clear yourself.
Y se pone a sí mismo a un lado.
And you see sin the way
y
God
se puede
sees
ver
it.
El pecado como Dios,
and
Dios
you respect
lo ve.
God too much to go back and do it.
Y tiene respeto para el Señor para volver atrás.
You got this vehement desire.
Tiene el ardiente afecto.
To do the will of God.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
That's why new converts are happy.
Amen. Por eso un recién convertido está contento.
Because they've been set free.
Porque fue libertado.
Somebody Amen. Say praise
¿Cuántos
the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And then after the vehement desire.
Y después de ardiente afecto.
It says what zeal.
Dice que celo.
What zeal.
Que celo.
In other words, he gives you the zeal.
En otras palabras, le da el celo.
When Brother Tom got up here and started shouting.
Cuando hermano Tom vino para para danzar.
That was the zeal of the
Ese
Lord.
Fue el celo del
he
Señor.
Set a spark in
Amen.
This place.
Fue un chisma aquí
he didn't
en
care
lugar.
Who saw him.
No le importa quién estaba mirándole. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. He had a zeal.
Tenía un celo. Alguien tiene que tener este celo. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It says, what zeal? Amen.
Que celo.
And then what's the next thing? What revenge?
Que vindicación.
And that's where I want to get to tonight. What revenge?
Mm-hmm. Que vindicación.
So how does revenge be a part of repentance?
¿Y cómo es vindicación un parte de arrepentimiento?
And God set you free.
Y el Señor,
He delivers you. Amen.
Amen.
And how does he do that?
¿Y cómo lo hace el Señor eso?
Every time you clap your hands,
y cada vez que da un
you get revenge
Señor,
on the devil.
Está dando vindicación.
Every time you lift your voice,
y cada vez que está alzando la voz,
you get revenge on
usted
the devil.
Puede recibir vindicación.
Every time you shout,
cada vez que está danzando,
you get revenge on the devil.
Va a recibir vindicación.
Every time you witness,
y cada vez que está testificando,
you get revenge on the devil.
Va a recibir vindicación.
When you were in the world, you gave the devil all your money.
Cuando estaba en el mundo, estaba dando al diablo todo el dinero.
But when you get in church,
cuando estaba en la iglesia,
when you came down carefully,
cuando vino cuidadosamente,
you cleared yourself,
y estaba poniéndose
you saw
a sin
the way God saw it.
Y lo véase al
man, you got this
vehement
desire.
Tiene un ardiente afecto.
Man, you got this respect for God.
Un respeto para Dios.
And all of a sudden now you got the zeal.
Y de repente tiene este celo.
And the revenge comes.
Y esta vindicación viene.
I gave the devil all my money in the world.
Yo le di al diablo todo mi dinero.
But every time I give my tithes,
pero cada vez que estoy dando mis
diezmos, I get revenge on the devil.
Está recibiendo vindicación.
Every time I give an offering,
cada vez que doy mis ofrendas,
I get revenge on the devil.
Recibe vindicación.
Some of y'all need to get revenge on the devil.
Algunos de ustedes tienen que recibir vindicación.
Down.
Amen.
Don't let him push you down. Don't let him tear you down. Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
So the Christian's revenge is getting back up.
La venganza del cristiano es volviendo a levantarse.
See, that's how you get revenge on the devil.
Gloria a Dios. Ese es como recibe venganza del diablo.
Man, he'll try to get you to fall. He'll bring temptation.
Va a traer tentación.
He'll try to get you to turn away from God.
Sorry. He's getting way off track. Yes. Sorry.
The Lord is.
The Lord is getting him way off track. I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're doing good. But we got to understand that we get revenge on the devil, amen?
Tenemos que darnos la luz que estamos teniendo vindicación del diablo.
By getting back up.
Para levantarse.
Man, don't,
Gloria a Dios.
Don't sit down. Don't quit.
No se siente. No se dé por vencidos.
Stand up.
Levántate.
Get up.
Levántate.
Get up.
Levántate.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you've lost your worship,
si has perdido su alabanza,
get up and
levántate. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Levántate.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
In America today,
hoy en América,
there's an attitude of defeat.
Hay una actitud de derrota.
We have a generation that has been defeated.
Tenemos una generación que está derrota.
They've given up hope.
No, ya no tiene esperanza.
There's no joy.
No hay gozo.
There's no peace.
No hay paz.
There's nothing in their life.
No hay nada en su vida.
Everything's negative.
Todo está negativo.
There's nothing positive.
No hay nada positivo.
And that's the world we're living
y este
in.
Es el mundo que estamos viviendo.
But our great-grandparents.
Pero nuestros bisabuelos.
And our great-great-grandparents.
Y tatarabuelos.
Made it through two world wars.
Lograron pasar por dos guerras mundiales.
They made it through the Great Depression.
Una gran depresión.
But America pulled themselves up.
Pero América se levantó.
Walked again into a great nation
y
that it is.
Caminó hacia la gran nación.
That's why the church has to get up.
Es por eso que la iglesia you tiene que levantarse. Tiene que levantarse.
You gotta get up.
Levántate.
We're the only hope they
Amén.
Have.
Somos la única esperanza que el mundo tiene.
Amén.
Gloria a Dios.
But today we have a defeated attitude.
Pero hoy muchos tienen una actitud de derrota.
They expect the government to take care of everything.
Ellos esperan que el gobierno cuide de ellos.
And if they don't, they'll protest.
Y si no lo hacen, ellos van a protestar.
They want the government to take care of the parents.
Ellos quieren que el gobierno cuide de tus padres.
They want the government to take care of the children born out of wedlock.
Ellos quieren que el gobierno cuide a los niños nacidos fuera del matrimonio.
Their drug habits and their medicine.
Sus hábitos de drogas y sus medicinas.
The church needs to get up.
La iglesia necesita levantarse.
And live above that
Amén.
Attitude today.
Y vive por encima de ese actitud.
Come on.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. Amén, amén.
Jesús es el gran médico. Amén.
Jesús es el gran médico.
Él es la agua de vida.
He is the river of life.
Él es el pan de vida.
He is the bread of life.
Pero sobre todo.
But above all.
Él es Dios.
He is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
So the church needs to get up.
La iglesia tiene que levantarse.
Man, I'm telling you, we're living in the greatest times.
Estamos en los tiempos mejores.
I don't care what the devil says.
Yo no importa lo que dice el diablo.
I don't care what the world says.
No importa lo que dice el mundo.
My eyes are on Jesus.
Mis ojos están puestos en Jesús.
And he's the one that leads me.
Y él es el único que me guía.
As a child learns early.
Como un niño aprende temprano.
Things that will that they will do all their life.
Las cosas que hará en toda su vida.
They learn to eat and sleep.
Aprenden a comer y dormir.
To laugh and cry.
A reír y llorar.
To walk and run.
A caminar y correr.
And many other things.
Y muchas otras cosas.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Puedo recordar como si fuese
when our
ayer.
Daughter Leslie discovered movement.
Cuando nuestra hija Leslie descubrió movimiento.
Rolling where she wanted to go at
Rodando
first.
Rodando por el suelo a donde que quisiera ir.
To crawling where she wanted to go.
A gatear hacia a donde que quisiera ir.
And then finally walking those first stumbling awkward steps.
Y luego finalmente caminando esos primeros tropiezos, incómodos pasos.
And because those steps were awkward.
Y porque esos pasos fueron extraños.
It seemed like she fell more than she walked.
Parecía que se caía más de lo que caminaba.
But in falling.
Pero al caer.
I said, but in falling.
Pero al caer.
She learned an action.
Ella aprendía una acción.
That she would use all of her life.
Que usaría ella por toda su vida.
Simply that when she fell.
Simplemente que cuando él se caía.
Little hands reached and grasped.
Pequeñas manos alcanzan y agarraban.
For something to pull herself back up.
Para algo volver a levantarse.
Why?
¿Por qué?
She wanted to get back up.
Porque ella quería volver a levantarse.
She wanted to try again.
Ella quería tratar
oh,
de
come
nuevo.
On. You
Amén.
Need to get back up, church.
Gloria a Dios. Levántate, iglesia.
You need to get back up.
Levántate, iglesia.
Come on, you young people, get back up.
Levántate, iglesia.
You teenagers, get back up.
Jóvenes, levántate.
Man, you learned that when you were little.
Aprendí eso cuando
you would grab something
para arragar algo,
and pull yourself up.
Para arragar, para levantarse.
¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios?
How many can say praise the Lord? Praise God.
I've come here tonight.
He venido esta noche.
To remind someone of an action.
Para recordarte a ti a una acción.
That you learned a long time ago.
Que aprendiste hace mucho tiempo.
Not just walking and falling as a child.
No solo caminar y caer como un niño.
But rather up and walking as a child of God.
Sino más bien levantarse y caminar como un hijo de Dios.
You're no longer a child.
No, ya no es un niño.
Now you're a man and a woman.
Es un hombre, es
you're
un,
a child
una mujer,
of God.
Es una hijo de Dios.
And when you fall,
y cuando se cae,
you get back up.
Levántate.
All my enemies,
mis enemigos,
don't rejoice against me.
No se goce.
I've got a hold of something.
Tenemos algo.
I'm pulling myself back up.
Estoy levantándome a mí.
I found the altar.
He encontrado el altar.
I found my worship.
He encontrado mi alabanza.
I found my Bible.
He encontrado mi Biblia.
I found my prayer life.
He encontrado mi oración.
I will arise.
Yo voy a levantarme. Gloria a Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
The day and the hour we're living in.
El día y la hora en que estamos viviendo
demands that we arise and get up.
Demanda que nosotros nos elevamos y nos levantamos.
Guess what? Look what Ephesians 5:14-16 says.
Mira lo que dice Efesios 5:14-16.
Wherefore he saith.
Porque lo cual dice,
awake thou that sleepest,
despiértate tú que duermes,
and arise from the dead,
y levántate de los muertos.
Man, if your worship's dead,
si su alabanza está muerto,
if your heart's dead,
si su corazón está muerto,
if your joy's gone,
si su gozo se fue,
you need to arise.
Tiene que levantarse.
You need to get excited
tiene
about
que
Jesus.
Ser emocionado para
he
Jesus
loves you.
Porque Jesús te ama.
He wants to make you happy.
Quiere
amen?
Hacerle feliz.
God wants to change your situation.
Dios quiere cambiar su situación.
So arise from the dead.
Levántate de los muertos.
And Christ shall give thee light.
Y te alumbrará Cristo.
See that you walk circumspectly.
Mirad pues con diligencia como andéis.
Not as fools.
No como imprudentes.
But as wise.
Sino como sabios.
Redeeming the time.
Aprovechando bien el tiempo.
Because the days are evil.
Porque los días son malos.
Oh, somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios? Los días son malos.
Paul admonishes the church.
Pablo amonesta la iglesia.
To awake.
Para despertar.
To arise and then
levantarse y después caminar.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because the days are evil.
Porque los días son malos.
The enemy is working overtime because he knows his time is short.
El enemigo está trabajando horas extra porque él sabe que su tiempo es corto.
And as the devil rains disappointment,
y mientras que el diablo llueve desánimo,
and deception,
y decepción,
on this world,
en este mundo,
and upon this church,
sobre la iglesia,
and the saints,
y los santos,
we have a choice to make tonight.
Tenemos que tomar una decisión.
We can get up.
Podemos darnos por vencido.
And worship.
O nos podemos levantar.
We can get up and pray.
Tenemos que levantar y
we
orar.
We can get up and be a witness.
Tenemos que levantar
for
y
Jesus
ser
Christ.
Testigos para Jesús. Amen.
Take back your joy.
Amen.
Take back your joy.
Recibe el gozo.
Woo! I don't know about you, but I've taken about all I'm going to take from this world.
No sé de usted, pero yo he tomado todo lo que voy a
tomar. There's victory in getting up.
Hay victoria en levantarse.
Leslie learned how to walk.
Nuestra hija Leslie, ella aprendió cómo caminar.
She got the victory over that crawling.
Ella recibió la victoria sobre agatear.
Back. Getting back up.
Porque siempre estaba levantándose.
And now is the time.
Y ahora es el tiempo.
Today is the salvation.
Hoy es el día de salvación.
Not tomorrow.
No mañana.
Not next week.
No en la próxima
today,
semana.
Today, right
hoy
now.
Es el día de salvación.
It's the day of salvation.
Ahora es el día
that
de
ought
salvación.
To get you to shout. Amen.
Amen. ¿Cuántos se pueden
come
gritar?
Quickly, Jesus.
Gloria a Dios. Ven Jesús.
Isaiah 52:2 says.
Isaías 52:2 dice.
Shake thyself from the dust.
Sacúdete el polvo.
And arise.
Levántate.
Says, you know, when we get to the place where we sit in church so long, we're not moved. We collect dust.
Cuando estamos en la iglesia por mucho tiempo, no moviéndonos. Estamos colectando polvo.
And the only way you're gonna get it off.
Y el único único manera para quitarse
is if you brush it off.
Es para sacudarte.
And some of us need to brush off.
Y muchos de nosotros necesitamos sacudar el polvo de nuestra Biblia,
the dust from our worship,
el polvo de nuestra alabanza,
the dust from our prayer life,
el polvo de nuestra vida de oración.
Somebody needs to get up.
Alguien necesita levantarse.
And get back up.
Amén. Levantarse. Gloria a Dios.
In Mark 5:25.
En Marcos 5:25 hasta 29.
We read about the woman with the issue of blood.
Leemos acerca de una mujer con el flujo de sangre.
And a certain woman. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
En esto una mujer que padecía de continuas hemorragias desde hacía 12 años.
And had suffered many things from many physicians. And had spent all that she had. It was not getting better, but rather grew worse, the Bible says.
Que había sufrido mucho a manos de muchos médicos y había gastado todos sus bienes sin provecho alguno, sino que por el contrario había empeorado.
Do things in your life seem to be getting worse?
Y las cosas en su vida está
empeorándose.
Levántate.
Push your way through the crowd. And touch Jesus.
Empuje por, I
don't know. Notice verse 27. Verse 27. It says, when she had heard of Jesus.
Al oír hablar de Jesús.
Now doctors couldn't help her.
Los doctores no se pueden ayudar.
She spent all she had.
Ella gastó toda su
the greatest dinero. Minds in science.
Los buenas mentes en ciencia.
Could not help her.
No se puede ayudar.
But notice when she heard.
Y note que cuando ella oyó Jesus. De Jesús.
See, that's what's wrong with this world. They just not haven't heard of Jesus. Amen.
Y este mundo necesita oír de Jesús.
We need to tell them about Jesus.
Necesitamos nosotros decirles a
there's people
Jesús.
Hurting.
Hay gente que están.
There's people that are lost.
Hay gente que está perdido.
And they need to hear Jesus.
Y ellos necesitamos oír de Jesús.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
For she said, if I may touch his clothes.
Porque decía, si toco aunque solo sea su manto.
I shall be whole.
Seré curada.
And notice what the verse 29 says.
Y note lo que dice la próxima versículo.
And straightway.
Inmediatamente.
Straightway.
Inmediatamente.
See, when you come here tonight with the situations you have.
Y cuando viene esta noche con las situaciones que usted
with
tiene.
With the problems you're faced.
Con las problemas que tiene.
All you've got to do is touch Jesus.
Todo lo que necesitan hacer es tocar.
But you don't have to get up from them pews.
Pero tiene que levantarse.
And come to the altar.
Y venir al altar.
And touch Jesus.
Y tocar
amen.
Al Jesús. Amén.
And straightway.
Y inmediatamente.
The fountain of her blood was dried up.
Cesó su hemorragia.
And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Y sintió en su cuerpo que había quedado curada de su aflicción.
If you need Jesus,
si usted necesita a Jesús,
you're going to have to get up.
Usted necesita levantarse.
You're going to have to reach for something.
Tiene que arragar.
Pull yourself up.
Levántate.
Get rid of that discouragement. Get rid of that depression.
Mm-hmm. Se fue el desánimo. Se fue la depresión.
You had to get back up.
Tiene que levantarse.
So she had this issue for 12 years.
Ella tenía este flujo por 12 largos años.
Some of you tonight have been carrying issues from your past for longer than that.
Algunos de ustedes aquí en esta noche han estado cargando problemas de su pasado más tiempo que eso.
She was so discouraged.
Estaba desanimada.
And so she had problems.
Ella tenía problemas.
Probably the devil was taunting her mind.
Tal vez el diablo estaba
fighting her mind.
Luchando en su mente.
And she didn't know what to do.
Ella no sabía lo que hacer.
She could have gave up.
Ella se puede haberse dado por vencida.
But instead, she got up.
Pero en cambio, ella se levantó.
And when she touched Jesus,
y, amen, y cuando tocó a Jesús,
Jesus said, somebody.
Jesús dijo, alguien.
Now, before that, she was a nobody.
Antes de esto, ella fue nadie.
Nobody knew who she was
nadie
in the crowd.
Lo conocía a ella.
But when she came through the crowd,
pero cuando ella vino por esta muchedumbre,
and she reached up,
ella alcanzó,
and touched his garment,
y tocó al manto.
The Bible says somebody
la Biblia
here tonight
dice,
says somebody touched
que
me,
Jesús dice que alguien me tocó.
So I'm here to tell you that God wants to touch you.
Estoy aquí para decir que el Señor quiere
tocarle. But you're going to have to get up.
Pero usted tiene que levantarse.
You need to shout out today.
Tiene que gritar al Señor.
Not today, Satan.
Hoy no, Satanás.
You're not going to talk me
amen
out of this.
No voy a decir eso a mí.
I'm not going to leave the same way I came.
Yo no voy a salir de este lugar.
Not today,
Satan. Hoy no, Satanás.
Not today, Satan.
Hoy no, Satanás.
I'm going to get up.
Amen. Yo voy a levantarme.
I'm going to worship
yo
God.
Voy a alabar al Señor.
I'm going to lift my voice.
Yo voy a levantar mi voz. Voy a gritar. Oh. Gloria a Dios. Amen. Amen.
¿Cuánto dice gloria a Dios?
How many can say praise the Lord?
Hay poder en el nombre de Jesús.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength.
Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
We know the story of the prodigal son.
Todos saben la historia del hijo pródigo.
The devil knocked him down.
El diablo lo derribó.
And told him that he had to sit and wallow in the pig pen for the rest of his life.
Y le dijo que tenía que sentarse y revolcarse en la pocilga por el resto de su vida.
The devil wants you to wallow in your pity.
El diablo quiere que usted revolcarse en sus problemas.
He wants you to just stay there.
Él quiere que está ya
all sad,
ahí, triste.
And not believing anything anymore.
Y sin fe.
Because look what's around me.
Porque va lo que está alrededor.
That's the problem. You're looking at this horizontally.
Este es el problema porque está mirando horizontally.
Your relationship is vertical.
Porque nuestra relationship is vertical.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So don't look what's around you.
No va a lo que está alrededor de usted.
Caleb didn't look what was around him.
Caleb no estaba mirando lo que está alrededor de él.
Jericho didn't scare him.
Jericho no estaba dando temor.
He saw the mountain.
Él se puede ver la montaña.
In the background.
Atrás.
That was his promise.
Porque este fue el promesa.
And when problems come,
y cuando hay problemas que vienen,
lift up your eyes.
Alzaré sus ojos.
Look to the hills.
De donde vendrá su
socorro. From
whence
cometh your help.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the devil knocked him down.
El diablo lo derribó.
And he was discouraged.
Y fue desanimado.
Now, this is important.
Este es importante.
He had lost his confidence.
Perdió su confianza.
See, that's what the devil tries to do.
Este es lo que el diablo quiere hacer.
He wants to intimidate you.
Quiere intimidarte.
So that you can't, you don't have confidence in yourself.
Para razón para que no tenga confianza.
I fail so many times.
Yo he fallecido muchas veces.
And I don't think I can get back up.
Y yo no pienso que se pueden levantarme de nuevo.
You remember the little girl that told Naaman?
Recuerde la niña que dijo a Naaman. Naaman?
Yeah.
Naaman.
If that preacher would have asked you a hard thing,
si este hombre iba a pedir algo difícil,
you would have done it.
Usted iba a hacerlo.
Isn't that what she said?
En lo que dice ella.
He didn't do the things that were simple.
Él no hizo las cosas que estaban simples.
He got mad.
Se enojó.
And that's how it is with us today.
Y este es como es con nosotros hoy.
Tonight, God's not asking a hard thing of you.
Esta noche, el Señor no está pidiendo algo difícil de ti.
He simply is saying, get up.
Simplemente está diciendo, levántate.
He said, get up.
Levántate.
It's not that hard.
No es difícil.
He's your God.
Él es tu Dios.
And lean on him.
Amén. Confía en el Señor.
He was broken.
Él fue quebrantado.
And he was ashamed.
Fue avergonzado.
But none of those issues could keep him down.
Pero ninguno de esos asuntos lo mantuvieron
Why?
Abajo. ¿Por qué?
Because he got up.
Porque se levantó.
The prodigal son said in verse 18.
El hijo pródigo dijo en el versículo 18.
I will arise.
Me levantaré.
And go to my father's house.
E iré a mi padre.
And say unto him.
Y le diré.
Father, I have sinned against heaven.
Padre, he pecado contra el cielo.
Notice he knew who he sinned against.
Él sabía lo que estaba pecando and contra.
That's why we get discouraged.
Es por eso que estamos demasiado desanimado.
Because we say we sinned.
Sorry, porque está diciendo que hemos pecado.
But we don't know who he sinned against.
Pero no sabemos quién estaba pecando.
That's why you
pecando.
Have to know him.
Por eso tiene que conocerle.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And he said, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.
Ya no soy digno de ser llamado hijo tuyo.
So notice what he says now. Make me.
Noté. Dice el pródigo, el hijo pródigo, hazme.
Make me.
Hazme.
As one of thy hired servants.
Hazme como a una de tus jornaleros.
Now
jornaleros.
Earlier in the story,
y más temprano en esta historia,
we read where the son told his father,
leemos donde el hijo le dijo a su padre,
give me.
Dame.
And that's the world that we're living in
y
today.
El mundo, en este mundo dice, dame.
Everything that God has given us,
cada cosa que el Señor nos ha dado,
we want him to give it to us.
Danos, danos.
So that we can do what we want to do.
Porque queremos hacer lo que queremos.
Instead of protect it.
En lugar de proteger.
And so we see this taking place that he says, give me.
El hijo pródigo está diciendo, dame.
But in verse 19.
Dame mi herencia. Pero en el versículo 19.
When he got up.
Cuando él se levanta.
He said, I've sinned against God.
Dice que he pecado contra el cielo.
He said, now make me.
Ahora hazme.
That's the problem. So many people are living in the land of give me.
Este es el problema porque todo el mundo está viviendo en la tierra de dame.
And they need to move to the land of make me.
Y ellos necesitan moverse a la tierra de hazme.
Quit asking God to give you things.
No diga al Señor, dame, dame.
Say, God, make me.
Diga, hazme,
make
Señor.
Make me a servant.
Hazme, Señor, un siervo en la casa del Señor. Gloria a Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 20 says, and he arose.
Versículo 20 dice, y levantándose.
He said, he sat there for a long time.
Estaba ahí por mucho tiempo.
But this day.
Pero este día.
He said, not today, Satan.
Hoy no, Satanás.
And he arose.
Y levantándose.
And he came to his father.
Marchó hacia su padre.
But when he was yet great way off.
Y cuando aún estaba lejos.
His father saw him.
Lo vio su padre.
And had compassion.
Y fue movido con compasión.
And ran.
Y corrió.
And fell on his
y
neck.
Y se echó sobre su cuello.
And kissed him.
Y le besó efusivamente.
And the son said unto him, Father.
Y el hijo le dijo, Padre.
I have sinned against heaven.
He pecado contra el cielo
and in thy sight,
y ante ti,
and no more worthy to be called thy son.
Y ya no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo.
But the father said to his servants,
pero el padre dijo a sus siervos,
bring the best robe,
sacad de presa el mejor vestido
me.
Y vestidle,
put a ring on his hand,
y poned un anillo,
and shoes on his feet,
y calzado en sus pies.
The ring was placed on his hand.
El anillo fue puesto en su mano.
That gave him authority in his father's kingdom.
Y le dio autoridad sobre el reino de su padre.
He was restored completely.
Fue restaurado a su completa autoridad.
Because he got up.
Porque se levantó.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
When you arrive.
Cuando te levantes.
And you get up out of that pew.
Amén. Y está. Se levantes.
According to Ephesians 1:13.
De acuerdo a Efesios 1:13.
You will be sealed.
va a ser sellado
with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Con la promesa del Espíritu Santo. How many can say praise the Lord? Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Musicians, please come and get ready.
Los músicos, por favor, que vengan.
Psalms chapter 30, verse 5.
Salmo 35.
For his anger endureth but a moment.
Porque de un momento es su ira.
In his favor is life.
Pero su favor dura toda la vida.
Now listen to what it says.
Escuche.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Por la noche nos visita el llanto.
But joy
Pero
comes in the morning.
A la mañana viene la alegría.
I said joy comes in the morning.
El gozo viene por la mañana.
You might feel like you're in the darkest place you've ever been.
Tal vez usted piense que está en lo mejor oscuridad que nunca.
And you might not feel God.
Y tal vez no se siente al Señor.
And you don't know where he's at.
Y no sabe dónde está Dios.
But the scripture says.
Pero la escritura dice.
It says weeping endure for a night.
Por la noche nos visita el llanto.
But joy comes in the morning.
Pero el gozo viene por la mañana.
So mañana, morning.
Morning significa.
What does morning mean to you?
¿Qué significa la mañana a usted?
It's time to get up.
Es tiempo para levantarse.
Wash your face.
Amen. Se le lava la cara.
Comb your hair.
Peinar tu pelo.
Brush your teeth.
Cepíllate los dientes.
Put the pajamas away.
Apartar el pijama.
Make the bed.
Hacer la cama.
Smell the coffee.
Huele el café.
And conquer the day.
Y conquistar el día.
Morning means it's time to get up.
Mañana significa que es tiempo para levantarse.
And I'm here to tell you that it's morning in America.
Es mañana en
it's
América.
Morning in the church.
Ahora es mañana
we
en la iglesia.
Let God shine.
Necesitamos que el Señor brille.
And let people see Jesus.
Para que la gente se pueda ver a Jesús en nuestras vidas.
I remember when my mother came to church for the first time.
Yo recuerdo cuando mi mamá vino a la iglesia para la primera vez.
In June 1982.
En el mes de junio en 1982.
I was in church 2 years.
Él estaba en la iglesia 2 años.
Before she came.
Antes de que ella vino a la iglesia.
But she came during a revival.
Pero ella vino por un avivamiento.
And my little sister came with
y
her.
Y mi hermana menor vino también.
And God was moving.
Y el Señor estaba moviendo en este culto.
The evangelist was preaching.
Evangelista estaba predicando.
He got about 15 minutes into his message.
En su mensaje, solo 15 minutos en su mensaje.
And my mama stood up.
Y mamá se levantó.
And she started pushing her way out.
Y ella estaba así en la banca.
I thought she was going to leave.
Y pensé que iba a salir.
But she turned and ran to the altar.
Pero dobló al altar y corrió al altar.
And she stopped and lifted up her hands.
Y levantó sus manos.
And she saw who Jesus was.
Y vio a quién era Jesús.
And God filled her with the Holy Ghost right there.
Y el Señor lo llenó del Espíritu Santo.
Speaking in tongues.
Estaba hablando en otras lenguas.
God touched her right there.
Dios lo tocó ahí mismo.
She got baptized in Jesus' name.
Ella fue bautizada en el nombre de Jesucristo.
She had a back disease.
Ella tenía una enfermedad de
Couldn't
su espalda. No se puede así.
But when she came out of the water,
cuando ella salió del agua del
when
bautismo,
she got up,
cuando se levantó,
God healed her.
El Señor la sanó. ¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios? Amén. Amen, amen, amen.
She come out of that baptismal tank.
Ella vino de las aguas de bautismo.
And my little sister went right back in it too.
Y mi hermana, ella también fue
and she
bautizada.
Got the Holy Ghost and got baptized.
Recibió el don del Espíritu Santo.
Because they got up.
Porque se levantó.
They were tired of being down.
Amen, amen.
My father died.
Mi padre murió.
When my mom was 46 years old.
Cuando mi mamá tenía 46 años.
When she got up from that discouragement.
Cuando se levantó de esta depresión, este tiempo de desanimar.
When she got up.
Cuando se levantó.
And she recognized who Jesus was.
Y ella reconoció quién era Jesús.
She began to worship him.
Ella empezó a alabarle al
he
Señor.
He filled her with the Holy
ella
Ghost.
Ella se la llenó del Espíritu Santo.
And she got baptized in
y
Jesus' name.
Fue bautizada en el nombre de Jesucristo.
She smoked two packs of cigarettes a day.
Ella fumaba mucho dos paquetes al día.
And never touched another cigarette.
Y después de ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
and when she
nunca
went on
lo
to be
tocó
with the Lord,
de nuevo. Y cuando se murió y fue al Señor.
She was still full of the Holy Ghost.
Y todavía estaba llena del Espíritu Santo.
Because she learned how
Amen.
To get up.
Porque
Amen.
Ella aprendía cómo levantarse.
She remembered when she was a child.
Ella recordó cuando era niña.
That when she fell, she got back up.
Cuando ella se caía, se levantaba.
And now she's a child of God.
Y ahora es una niña de Dios.
And if you're a child of God.
Y si usted es un hijo de Dios.
And if you fall.
Y si usted se cae.
You learned that a long time ago.
Aprende hace muchos años.
Pull yourself back up.
Tiene que levantarse.
Let's all stand.
Amén. Levántate.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Se ponga de pie. Dale un aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. God is so good to us. Amen. There's nothing my God can't do. And you need to get up. You young men, man, I'm telling you, when you got up there, Tom, and you just got up and you began to worship, it set a spark. Something happened in this church. Amen. It should be like that every service because I've come to worship him. When we first got in church, a bunch of us guys, we'd all shout when they say Amazing Grace. Some of those old people say, why are you shouting to Amazing Grace? We said, because it's amazing. You see, worship is in my action, but it's also in my eyes. Do your eyes dance when you think about the goodness of God? Does your eyes dance when you hear the word of God and you think, Lord, he gave that to me? In a world with over 8 billion people, he chose me. He called me. He pulled me up. But you know what? On April 9th, 1980, I had to tell the devil, not today, Satan. This ain't your day anymore. You've had 22 years with me, but now God's going to get the rest of them. And what it took the devil 22 years to destroy, God fixed it in about 15 minutes, amen. Because God's able to change the situation, amen. Church, you're going to have to get back up. You older saints, you're going to have to get back up, amen. You have to dust off that worshiping, dust off that prayer, dust off that Bible. We got to get to the place where we tell people that Jesus is alive, amen. And he can change that situation. Let's worship the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for meeting with us tonight. Thank you for making your presence so obvious that even we could feel it and notice it. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing here. It is only because I love Sister Aber that I'm going to close this out, because I love hearing you sing and play, but you've had a very long night, and so I will allow you to rest a little bit. But thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Aber, as well. Yes, sir. You know that a while ago, the Lord placed Spanish-speaking people of this area on my heart. And because I don't speak Spanish, I do the next best thing, and I use Google Translate. I really don't, but the next best thing is we try to have services where we can reach out to everybody. And Sister Aber told me that she hadn't spoke Spanish or interpreted in a long time, but she graciously agreed to do this tonight. And thank you, Sister Aber. I know that was really. That she says that was the first time she ever did that. So feel, you can feel special, but I feel especially privileged because she did that because I asked her to. And you can't say no, by the way. But thank you so much. That was fantastic. And what that meant was some of our brothers and sisters who are used to translating in those situations get to take the get a break and get to hear it themselves. So I am so grateful for what the Lord is doing here. Now, you know, it's so much. In fact, I spoke a little too long ago about arise. As the Lord said to Saul, get up and go, get up and get up. And I'm so glad to feel the presence of the Lord today and the encouragement that no matter what's going on, the answer is to stand up. Stand upon the word of the Lord and start moving forward in the Holy Spirit. So as we close this out, I would ask that my Father in love, Brother MacDonald, would you pray our dismissal, please?